I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Well, guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. I have to say that this is a first time for me. We have the pleasure of listening to Teresa's experience all the way from Ireland. And, you know, it just really validates on how no matter how long someone is gone, whether they're newly departed, gone for years, and if we are separated by countries and oceans, spirit always delivers. Spirit always comes through with giving us what we need. And I wish you were able to see the comfort and peace that was given to Teresa today. I hope you all enjoy this amazing and truly special episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. So I come into the room and here you are, Teresa. You seem nervous.
I am a little nervous, yeah.
Oh, and you have an accent. So where are you from?
I'm from Ireland.
Right now, you're in Ireland.
I am in Ireland, in County Meath in Ireland.
This is the one time that I'm loving technology because yeah. I'm not good with technology, but this is what I love because here I am in Hicksville, Long Island, and you are in Ireland and we are having a reading. Whoever would have thought?
Definitely not me. I am such a huge fan. I can't believe it's actually even happened.
See? So how did you end up on Hey Spirit? Did you call the hotline?
I entered the competition on the fan club. So it just popped up in my email. I had just bought tickets to see you in London. And I was really excited that I was going to be in the same building. And I had just finished series 9 of your Long Island Medium show. And I've read 2 of your books. And I was like, she is just the most amazing person. She's just so lovely and genuine. And then next of all, I get this email to be on Hey Spirit. And I showed my husband and I was like, this can't be real. This has to be.
It's real. Oh, I love that you shared that. And I love hearing that. And I love the fact that we also do pick people from the fan club to be a guest on Hey Spirit. So
Yeah. Thank
you so much for all of your support, because without you, all the way from Ireland, I would not be able to do what I do. So I appreciate you very much. It was probably the best $20 you ever spent, right, Teresa?
Absolutely. I can't believe that. And I just love being a part of it and telling everybody that you've helped me so much with your books and everything. It's really nice. The books that you put together are so fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I'm very proud of all my books. They're all so different and unique for different things, but I'm very, very proud of that. So I'm so glad they helped you, because that's why I do what I do, is to help people in their healing process and also in their grieving process. And yeah. I think that's the one thing that I've learned from what I do is that unfortunately, no matter who we lose or how they die, we will grieve them for the rest of our lives here in the physical world. But the healing process is something else. Yeah. And that is my wish for you today, is that you receive messages, Teresa, of faith, peace, hope, and most importantly, healing.
I hope so.
Even though you followed me, you brushed up on all your Long Island medium, I'd like to give you a little quick speech on how I reconnect with the souls of the departed, and then we'll just get started. So I am actually going to start with the mom that is departed. There is a mother energy that is stepping forward. So if your mom is not departed, it could be a grandmother, mother-in-law, aunt, but it has to be someone that was like a mom to you. And did your mom have an issue with her throat, or was there something with coughing or her chest? Because I felt like I couldn't take a deep breath.
She had lung cancer.
Okay. So validating for you, the second I went to your mom's soul, she made me feel does not want you to remember her not being able to breathe or having that. She actually sets me the heaviness in her chest. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she was a heavy smoker, and she did have quite a heavy chest all kind of for a long time.
Wow. And your mom looked at me and she goes, I can't believe I died. I go, you can't, but no. And she goes, I never thought I was going to die, Teresa. She goes, as sick as I was, I never thought I was going to die. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't think she really believed. She always kind of talked about coming back home and stuff like that. So she didn't believe that. That she was as sick as she was.
Okay. So I love what your mom is doing in this moment, Teresa, because I really feel like that this is for you to validate that I just, and I also want to share with you, she just made me feel such an emotion at this time. And she says, I want my daughter to know that we did everything that we could. I don't want you to feel for one second that you should have done more, could have done more for me. She says, it almost helped me go through my illness, like pretending that I was okay. Does that make sense?
She did. Yeah. We think she didn't say how ill she was for our benefit.
Mm-hmm. Because she keeps showing me this separation. Now, when a soul shows me a separation, it's like from coast to coast. It's just my symbol for that it could be emotional, geographical, communication, whatever it was. She says, I don't want you to feel that you should have changed or did anything different, Teresa, thinking that I was going to die or that I was sick. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah. She couldn't speak at the end.
Oh, did you always call your mom?
Yeah.
I can hear your voice. I see you there, but I also hear your voice. She goes, tell my daughter I always heard her. So know that even though your mom was not able to communicate with you verbally, she always knew how you felt, how concerned you were about her.
Yeah.
She says, and I'm sorry that okay, now I get, because she showed me the separation again. So I'm going to interpret it this way for you. And I am sorry that I did not express to you how sick I was. I formed that, in a sense, separation of me and my illness and between you. Because I feel like that your mom really chose to ignore how sick she was or what was happening, because that's the way she could deal with it. And then she made me feel like she was such a strong woman. I don't want my kids worrying about me. No, no, no. I'm the mom. I'm supposed to worry about my children. Correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
So know that she says, I want you to always remember, even though it's hard and tough, I died on my terms.
Yeah.
You have children?
Yeah.
Because your mom made me feel like you know what that's like. You would do anything for your children.
I would.
You don't want them to feel any pain or sadness or sorrow, right?
No, I don't.
She says, so I want you to remember that's how I felt with me and being sick. Are your kids young?
No, they're teenager, 18, 19.
Oh, okay. Well, see, this is the problem because, again, it's in frame of reference. When they show me my kids, and it means that they're young. My kids are, they're adults. They're 30, yeah. You know, they're 32 and 28. So it's getting to the point where they're bossing me around.
Yeah.
But she made me feel like it's been such a joy to watch them grow from the other side. Who is or was the teacher or the nurse?
Well, my eldest daughter was a childcare worker. So she took care of children.
So just know that your mom is just acknowledging how she's watching over the family. Who lost the daughter?
That's my daughter, who was the childcare worker.
Because your mom said, tell her I have the daughter with me.
That's good to know. I was hoping she would. That's my eldest daughter.
I felt your daughter the second I got to the other side, but your mom said you needed to know that heaven was for real.
Yeah.
That's why it was important for your mom to come forward. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And I find that interesting, Teresa, because normally I would say, oh, who's the teacher or the nurse? Your mom had me say, who was the teacher or the nurse?
Yeah.
Validating that your mom has your most precious gift, safe and at peace with her, with God, and more importantly, in heaven. Is your daughter newly departed?
Yep, she'll be gone a year next month.
Okay. Because newly for me is within 2 years.
Yeah.
Your daughter wanted me to tell you that you having this reading today was a gift from her.
I knew it was. I knew she did this.
When this happened, was your husband's like, you're crazy. That can't be true.
No. He was trying to tell me that it is true. He was like, well, you're in the fan club. Oh. You put in for the competition, this has to be true. I was like, are you sure though? And I was like, Aoife is working really hard if she got this to work.
Oh wait, so you were the one that didn't believe it?
Yeah.
You were the one, because she made me feel, oh, so remember how earlier I want spirit to bring up like conversations that you have with people to validate that her soul was present at the exact moment, and validating that this is a gift from her. Because your daughter just said to me, my mom, when she prays at night, she says, I just want to know that you're okay and that you're at peace and that you're with mom.
Yeah, I asked her to let me know that she's happy. Because Aoife would never be at peace, Teresa. She
won't. Well, she. I watched her lean over and kiss you.
Aww.
And she said, Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because she makes me feel like you weren't expecting her to pass. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So know that she says, I'm sorry that I died. But I feel like she wants to take responsibility for what happened. Does that make sense?
Well, she had a cancer. She had a rare ovarian cancer.
Okay. Can I ask you this? Did she not treat it or not want? When a soul takes responsibility, that means that they don't want us to carry the burden or feeling that we could have or should have been able to prevent the departure. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I was trying to get help from doctors in America, and I actually said to her, do you mind me trying to get help? Because the chemo failed and we were doing radiation, and I was trying to get help from specialists in America. And I asked her if she minded that I was doing all of this on her behalf. And she said, yeah, ma'am, but don't get your hopes up. And I think she knew more than she told me. The same as my mom, to protect me.
So here we are. So this is the thing, when souls have me say something, like your daughter taking responsibility, meaning not wanting you to feel that you could have or should have done more for her. Taking responsibility for her choices. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
And here's the other thing. This is the thing that amazes me, Teresa, about the souls of the departed and about your mom in this moment. Of your mom literally had me say to you before, I protected you. And you know you would do anything for your children and protect your children. And here we are moments later, your daughter basically saying the same thing to you.
Yeah.
Mom, I take responsibility for my choices.
Yeah.
You did everything that you could for me. And I know you would have given your own life for me.
You say that. Yeah.
Can I ask you this? Did she have, what kind of cancer did she have? Because I feel like I have like a stomach pain or like almost like pains in my stomach. And I feel like, I don't know if she had discomfort there.
She did.
And maybe nobody noticed it or realized it, because she says, I want my mom to know that even if we treated the stomach discomfort and the stomach pains sooner, this does not mean that I would have survived.
Yeah. So she had ovarian cancer, but we thought it was just like a stomach ache, because she was saying that her stomach was sore and that she was bloated and she was full, and we didn't know what the symptoms were at the time of you never think your daughter's going to get ovarian cancer. So we didn't know until it was really serious. Yeah.
I have no medical background whatsoever, but she made me feel like it was aggressive.
It was really aggressive. It's one of those that are just, once it takes hold, chemo didn't even work. The strongest chemo didn't even work. And it has a very high death rate.
She just said to me, I need you to remind my mom again, Teresa, that even if it was diagnosed when I first had the discomfort, because she's literally making me feel like my ovaries hurt, but almost like I have cramping, as if I was getting my cycle. Like, yeah, that's how she made me feel. Like, that's how it almost felt. And she said, and it wasn't that this went on for years.
No.
She says, this is how aggressive it was. It was literally like weeks or months. Like, it wasn't anything that you say, oh my God, if we had this checked 2 years ago. She's like, Teresa, as fast as this discomfort came, is as fast as the diagnosis was, and as fast as I passed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly what happened.
She says, so I need you, Mom, to remember that you did everything that you could for me. And I know that you would have given your own life for mine. Yeah. She says, but know that my soul is with God and that I am truly at peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Did your daughter have some sense of humor?
Yeah.
This is what she wants me to say to you. And I'm like, I don't know if there's medium etiquette or not, Teresa, so don't judge me for saying this. She literally said to me, she's like, yeah, she goes, you know what's cool, Teresa, is that me being in heaven, I get to play so many tricks on my mom. Yeah. So I don't know, do you notice things moved? And I said to her, I go, I can't say that to your mom. She's like, no, you have to say everything that I tell you. And that would be her personality, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's more her sister she does it to than me. But I don't know if it's my daughter's energy that the two of them can just make something happen. But she can turn off her LED mm-hmm. lights and make her bulbs go out and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Yeah. She doesn't do it to me.
But there could be other things. She shows me moving of pictures. So do you ever have something that turns or moves for no reason? Or do you notice things are missing? You go to look for it and then you go back to the original spot where you look for it and then it's there. And it's like, wait a minute, I know I looked there. That's the soul taking responsibility. Your daughter just showed me that you see the shadows in the house. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or you think you see something go by?
Yeah, I think recently I see some shadows and I'm like, am I crazy or do I really just want to believe that that's something?
No, that's real. Look, not everyone sees spirit that way. This is the thing. Don't take things for granted. Know that the things that you experience, anything that you sense and feel, even if it just reminds you of your daughter or you think of her in that second, know that that is her soul. Know that that is her letting you know that she is with you at that exact moment. She just showed me that you felt her while you were sleeping.
Yeah, I do. I felt like a cold breeze, but there was no windows and there was no way I could be cold from even that side of the room.
So you know what you felt, right? Your daughter just said to me that you even said to yourself, I know that that was her.
Yeah, I did.
Correct?
Yes.
And you didn't tell anybody about that, right?
No, I didn't.
I have to say this, Teresa. I make what I do look very easy. It is the hardest thing that I have to do is to channel the souls of the departed. Especially a child. Parents are not supposed to bury their children. So I don't want you to think for one minute that this is easy for me. And your daughter is just pushing me so hard and saying, my mom feels me. She needs to know that it is me. She's not crazy. It's not her imagination. She's not just trying to make herself feel better. It is me.
Yeah.
She says, Teresa, my mom was holding me as I took my last breath.
Yeah, I was.
So know that your daughter knew that you were holding her. And knowing that you did not want to let her go, but you knew that it was time for her soul to leave.
I did.
And your daughter just told me that you felt her soul move right through you.
Yep, I felt her in the room.
Know that that was your daughter's soul, letting you know that she was at peace. And your mom just said to me, and you knew that I was there to take her home.
I hope she was.
So know that she was. I also saw something else, Teresa. I saw you surrounded and the room surrounded in white and golden light. That is my symbol for God. So I tell people all the time, I just share with you, I'm a practicing Catholic. I just share that with you so you understand that I do have a faith. I do follow a faith. When I see certain things, you have to place it on how it fits in your life and with your faith. Because this is probably now the third or fourth time that your daughter wanted me to say to you, please tell my mom that heaven is for real and that my soul is with God. And when I saw your mom greet your daughter's soul, I saw them protected in white and golden light. Yeah. So know that God was present as well when your daughter's soul left the physical body. So whether if it is she struggled with faith, you now struggle with faith, whatever it is, she says, I just need you to know that heaven is for real and that my soul is with God.
Yeah. I asked her to tell me that. And she didn't believe.
This is the remarkable work of the souls of the departed. And because your daughter also just showed me, nobody would know, unless if they know you, that you lost your daughter. Because the way you carry yourself, and you're so strong, and you never want anyone to be worried about you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, Teresa, as what your mom was conveying when I first connected with her soul. Absolutely amazing and remarkable for the souls to give you this gift that even though your daughter struggled with faith, whatever it may be, her soul is with God and not wanting you to lose your faith at all. And I know that is probably hard. And your daughter just had me say that your husband, you're married, right?
Yeah.
She goes, tell my mom that my dad prays and says, what can I do for mom? Meaning, what can he do for you to make your day a little bit easier?
Yeah.
So know that his prayers are heard. Now, whose dad also died?
My dad.
Okay. So know your dad steps forward as well and says, we are all here together. Were you just thinking of your dad?
Yeah. Yeah. Ethan was his favorite.
Your daughter wants you to also know that she supports on how you chose to lay her to rest.
That's good.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, we weren't sure because we never got a chance to talk about it. So we weren't sure what the right thing to do was. So I'm glad that she was okay with what we did.
So know that she says, I don't want you to waste any energy or thought. I want to thank you for the way that you laid me to rest. Where she worked or at the school, did they do something in memory of her? Or are they going to dedicate something in memory or in honor of her? Because she showed me several things. She showed me a planting of a tree and a bench, and then she showed me a playground. So that's my symbol for that something is going to be done at a school. I don't care if it's a scholarship or they're naming something for her.
The school that she went to, they did a table quiz for the charity for the Irish ovarian cancer charity. Her sister was talking about getting a bench here with her name on it.
Perfect. So know that she knows what the school has done in memory and in honor of her. Now, this doesn't mean now your daughter here has to go and get the bench tomorrow. It's just validating that she knows what is going on. To really validate that they hear us because her soul was present for the conversation. And even if we never get a chance to do the bench, just the thought of wanting to do that in memory of her means the absolute world to her. It means as if we actually did it.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, your youngest daughter that's here in the physical world, does she do crazy things or is she the opposite of your daughter that passed?
She's the opposite of her. Her personality is very different, the youngest one.
Okay. Because she keeps showing me like, oh, a tattoo? I would never get a tattoo. For some reason, it's my symbol for like an opposite. So I don't know if your youngest daughter talked about a tattoo or if your daughter that passed always talked about them.
Aveen is my youngest and she got a tattoo in Aoife's memory, and Aoife always backed out of getting a tattoo. She was always afraid to get a tattoo.
Oh, I love it.
So, yeah.
I love how she did this because it's so unique. Like, I have a symbol for that when someone gets a tattoo in memory of someone, right? But I love that she chose to validate for you how strong her soul is, how strong her energy is.
Yeah.
And I think because she was so weak in the end, to really show that how strong she is and saying, Mom, look, like to show me that they were the complete opposite and that she would always back out of it and she got the tattoo. So know that she wants to thank her sister for what she did in memory of her and that she knows what she did in honor of her.
Yeah.
Now, were you going to do something? I don't know if you were going to like release like butterflies or balloons or lanterns, or were you going to do some type of special gathering for her anniversary of her passing?
When Aoife got sick, she wanted to raise awareness about ovarian cancer. So she had a public Instagram set up about what it's like to go through chemo and what her symptoms were. Oh. And she set up a walk in a place in Dublin, Ireland. So she had a lot of followers and she was raising funds for the charity who helped her. And she died the day before the walk was due to happen. So we did it on her birthday last year. And this year we're doing it on our 1 year anniversary. And we will have bubbles and stuff like that in memory of her.
Amazing. I know, Teresa, that there is nothing that your daughter can have me say to take away your pain and your sorrow. But what a beautiful validation that her soul hasn't left you, that her soul is at peace with God, that she is completely healed and not wanting you to remember her sick and not wanting you to feel that you could have or should have done anything more for her, that you did everything. Validating with such a beautiful moment of where she will never be forgotten. She will always be remembered. And she wants to thank you for carrying out her wishes and her dream with her foundation. She says, because that's hard. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
And she says, I want to thank you for that.
I hope we make her proud.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Do you go visit people that are sick? Why does she show me you going visits to the hospital?
Well, we have to go back to the hospital because what she has might be genetic and her sisters might have it. So we had to go back to have her blood tested and then to the hospital where she was and the doctor that treated her. And we have to go back for more tests to see if it's genetic.
Okay. She says, Mom, she says it's going to be okay.
I really hope so.
She says everything is going to be okay. Because she keeps showing me that if, God forbid, they do carry a gene, she made me feel like that they're able to stay ahead of it. Mm-hmm. She keeps showing me like there are all solutions.
Yeah.
Because nobody is having or experiencing anything that she did, correct?
Yeah. Not yet. She was 21 and Emer is 19 and Avian is 17. So she was perfect at that age too.
But do you hear what she's saying? She says, Mom, now these are the moments, Teresa, that I really feel where spirit, they really do know all of our fears, right? And in a sense of things that we keep worrying about. And of course, but hear what she's saying. Think about it. She already said this. Now is the perfect time if there is anything, because she says, my passing can save my sisters.
I always thought that she passed to save them.
Because she literally brought me back to the beginning of the reading and saying, even if we diagnosed it a little bit sooner, it's almost like the second you have the symptom, it's too late.
Yeah.
She says, so this, Mom, this is so I can continue and we can continue to love and protect you all.
Good.
So when you have these fears or creeping in, she says, Mom, I want you to stop and I want you to breathe and I want you to let go all of your fears in saying that this will be resolved.
Yeah.
So, very difficult for me to say that to you. It was necessary because it's what you needed to hear. Fair enough?
Yes.
Even though it's something we don't want to talk about it, we don't even want to think about it, right? Because she keeps showing me you going back to the hospital and you seeing things and having to relive things. And I'm like, I don't understand this. So I interpreted it that you were like consoling other families or helping other people. But here it is, her saying, Mom, release all your fears to me.
Yeah.
My death will be for something. I always stood for protecting and helping others. My soul will continue to do that. Yeah. And I want to thank you for carrying out what I wanted to do because of what I had and bringing awareness and how hard that is for you. But she says, Mom, every time you speak about it, every time you share my experience, you are helping someone and knowing that that is who I was.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
She says, I also want my mom to know that when I got to heaven, I thanked God for having the most amazing family, the most amazing parents. I am a product of my parents, Teresa. I am this loving, outspoken, beautiful young soul because of my parents. So I want to thank my mom and my dad for allowing me to live my life on my terms, to experience everything that I did in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And I want to thank them. And realizing that my death won't be for nothing. I will have a legacy. And I want to thank you for carrying that out and being able to help others.
Yeah.
So know that everything that you do, every walk that you walk, know that your daughter's soul is right behind you, cheering you on and thanking you all.
Yeah.
She goes, go ahead, tell my mom it's okay to get my name tattooed on her, Teresa. I go, I'm not telling your mother that. So did your daughter talk about that, or did she tease you about it, or did you think about it for just even a split second?
So myself, my husband, my two daughters, and Aoife's boyfriend all got tattoos on the same day for in memory of Aoife.
Perfect. Do you have like so what is this cancer? You know how like they have the breast cancer ribbon? It's pink.
Yeah.
So she keeps showing me a ribbon, but it's not pink. Is there a ovarian cancer ribbon? I don't know if it's blue or turquoise.
Yeah, it's teal. So it's kind of like a green
color. Oh, teal. Oh, do you have that as well? Is there something with a ribbon? Do you have...
Her boyfriend's mom has the ribbon tattoo.
Okay. I just asked her to give me something else to validate the tattoos and to acknowledge the boyfriend as well.
Yeah.
And she said to me, see, Mom, no one is ever going to forget me.
No. No, I hope not.
She says, please let my sisters know that I will continue to love and protect them from the other side. Do they wear her clothes?
Yep. They wear her everything.
She's like, you tell them stop wearing my clothes.
Yeah, they take her makeup, her clothes, her jewelry.
Oh, it, my God.
They all like to have a piece of her with them all the time.
That's awesome. So know that when they do that, know that her soul is with them at the exact moment. She also shows me a box. Do you have like a box of your daughter's things when she was younger? And then you went through them and then you took them out, like when maybe when she was a baby or when she was in school, of things that she made.
I have her baby clothes that I looked at. We have her some Christmas ornaments and a picture that she did when she was with the kids in creche that we have on the fridge and stuff like that. We have lots of different things from different times.
Well, know that when you go through those things, when you look through those things, when you display those things, know that her soul was with you at the exact moment. Know that everything that you sense and feel that you think it might be her and any of your loved ones, know that it is them. Because if their souls weren't safe and at peace with God, she would not have been able to do what she did today.
Yeah.
And that was something incredible. And more importantly, getting you on Hey Spirit.
Yeah. She did.
She sure did. She sure did. It was an absolute honor and privilege to be able to share my gift with you today. And I want to thank you for trusting me with the soul of your daughter. She did a beautiful job giving you the gift of faith and peace.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
She really did.
I'm Teresa and I'm from Ireland. Yep, I was really looking forward to hearing from my daughter who passed away last year, and she came through for me today. It was amazing, and it was just so lovely with the messages that came through, were messages I was really hoping to hear, and it put my mind at ease to hear all those things from Teresa and from everybody who is on the other side. I think when she talked about my mom bringing forward my daughter, there was no way she could just assume that I lost my mother and my daughter. And it was just the way she brought them in was just incredible, and talked about what my daughter did before she passed away. No, I think everything that she said made total sense when she was coming through, and all the messages just were things I wanted to hear and hoped I'd hear on the day. So it was just... everything as she said it just clicked, and it was good that I heard what I was hoping I was going to hear. the exact people I hoped would come through came through, and in the in the right way. So I was really happy. What I had hoped was going to happen to actually really happen. I think about her sister, where she said that the two of them were so different, and that one got a tattoo, and actually she has got a tattoo in her sister's memory. That was really something that would be only they'd kind of know that about each other. She'll laugh. She'll kind of be just glad that there was a message there for her from her big sister. For the experience and the opportunity, I never thought that it would be possible that it would happen. So I'm just really happy that Spirit and Teresa made it happen for me today.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.